Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is awesome. Blessed be his name. We are witnesses to that this morning. May we bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. We are glad to be back in your presence. This is the house of the Lord, where the sons and daughters of God are gathered in the presence of Papa God. We pray, oh God, that you would come down this morning and grace us with your presence. May you pour out the anointing and break every yoke. For you are awesome, oh God. We love you, Father. May you give us the freedom and liberty, Lord, to flow in the inspiration this morning. May you come down and bless your people. Strengthen our faith, oh God. Encourage our hearts this morning. We bless your name this day in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, musicians. Amen. I'll take this off right away. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is awesome. Amen. I pray this morning that before we leave this place, that we'll be a little more grounded, that your faith will be encouraged, go to another level. Amen. If there's anybody here this morning that thinks you are not worthy to be here, I want to let you know the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. So you're free this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be like little Lincoln this morning. Let us rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. May we turn in our Bibles this morning to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read verses 1 to 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If everybody's there, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It reads thus, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepare an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to speak this morning. I pray that something will be said that will encourage you this morning, that will strengthen your faith this morning, that will give you a little leap in your step this morning. I'd like to speak this morning on the thought, the power of your faith. Amen. The power of your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to read a little more, going a little further down from verse 17. I read 17, 20 through 27, 29, 30, 31, 35. A little reading this morning. Amen. But I want us to go into a little depth of faith. We've heard about faith, 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 but let us bring it, let's make it personal this morning. Let us bring it home this morning. Let us know and realize and see what we really have. And so we can start tapping into these things and start using it and start benefiting from it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Amen. Verse 17. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. 20 says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. That's what faith does. Amen. By faith, Moses, hallelujah, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Women received your dead raised to them again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. The power of your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith. We're speaking of your faith this morning. As a son and daughter of God, God has given you a treasure. Faith. That faith you got is an atomic bomb. The power of your faith. You need to recognize what you have. You see, God has given us everything that we need. Everything you need lays in there. Faith. We talk about God is perfect. He's permanent. God does not learn. So God doesn't give you something and learn better and give you something better. He's perfect to begin with. So when he gives you the best. So he has given you something called faith. Now that faith is not just anything. That faith has power. We are speaking this morning of the power of your faith. The faith you possess right now has power. We need to learn about this faith and know how to tap into this faith to use this power. Hallelujah. The power of your faith. I have an acronym written here for the word faith. F-A-I-T-H means for all I trust him. For all, whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, for all, not some, but all, I trust him. We see the scriptures we read, all these men and women of God have one thing in common, faith. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Moses. By faith, Sarah. Faith. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Help me. Please bear with me. I'm going to try to take my time. I want us to look at this word. Let's dig into this. I'm going to read some, say some familiar things that you're familiar with. Maybe read familiar quarter, anything, or something. But follow me with an inspiration. I was thinking when this message came about, I was thinking about this woman, the Shunammite woman.
I was looking at her life. That's where this message came from. The power of your faith. Hallelujah. Now we read in Hebrews 1:11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the message, and from that time, Brother Branham said, God is only known one way, and that's by faith. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It makes you believe things that the five senses will not declare. See, when God created man in Genesis 1, the man that God created was a spirit man. But the Bible says there was no man to till the soil. So God formed a body, then God formed man out of the dust. And God took that spirit man and placed him in that form man that was out of the dust to contact the earth. But he placed five senses in the body for contact. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, it makes you believe things, speaking of faith, that the five senses in the body will not declare. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You do not see it, taste it, feel it, hear it, or smell it. You believe it. That's faith. Faith goes beyond the senses of the body. That's a weapon. Hallelujah. You don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't taste it, you don't smell it. You believe it. That's a super sense. That's faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at these two words. Substance and evidence. Faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence. Now that word substance means assurance. From the Latin word root, the word substance means to stand firm. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the senses declare, faith holds on to God's word. Faith goes beyond the senses. Goes beyond what you can see or feel, taste, smell, hear. That word substance, faith is the substance. Faith stands firm. Hallelujah. Faith means something as substance. That word means to be unmovable. Faith is not afraid of nothing. If the doctor says you have 6 weeks to live, faith stands there and says you're a liar. God says by his stripes I'm healed. Faith stands firm. Faith is a challenger. Faith is afraid of nothing. No matter what the circumstance, faith stands its ground. Your faith, by faith the elders. When God promised Abraham an heir, the natural nature was telling Abraham there's no way he could have a son. But Abraham's faith stood there and said, you're talking nonsense, science. He is the heir, the father of nations. Unmovable. Even though the son wasn't manifested yet, but faith was representing a son. Faith goes beyond reason. This was Abraham. Now Abraham is no different from you and me. This was Abraham's faith. The faith that God placed in the heart of Abraham stood the test of time for Abraham. God has given you and me the same faith. When circumstances and situations arise in your life, your faith can stand there and say, I'm not moving. Hallelujah. Let me give a quick testimony. A brother, Brother Wesco, I've heard him listen to his message in London. There was some special meetings. He gave this testimony. I'm just going to paraphrase. He's from Florida. He said it was a sister She went to apply for a job. They told her there was no openings. There was no vacancy. But the sister wanted to work in that company. Even though there was no opening, but she desired. The Bible said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe, you already have it. Amen. So she went to the church, and she gave a prayer request. They prayed for her. She went back to the company. They created a position for her. Hallelujah. Faith. Her faith said no. There is no such thing as no vacancy. That's what your faith does for you. Your faith can open doors that are closed. Because your faith rests in supreme authority. Supreme authority overrides anything. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe. In other words, present your faith. Your faith is the champion. He's the warrior. Let him go before you. You are the son. You are the daughter. Just speak the word. Your faith will tell you, your word is my command. Your wish is my command. Whatsoever thing you desire, you're going to have it. Because of your faith. The power of your faith. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next word. Evidence. Faith is the evidence. Faith is not a bluffer. He doesn't bluff. When faith says, I'll do this, he'll prove it to you. Your faith. He's not just the substance. He doesn't just take the place of what you desire, but he shows you proof that I'm in business. Amen. That word evidence means the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid. Examples, you have proof, confirmation, verification, collaboration, affirmation. The synonyms are indicate, show, reveal, display, exhibit, manifest. That's what your faith does. Your faith shows proof to you that what you desire, you already have it. Because he is there. Your faith does that. Hallelujah. The Webster Dictionary says evidence is something that furnishes proof and testimony. Now the strongest type of evidence is that which provides direct proof of the truth of an assertion. The word assertion means a confident and forceful statement of fact and belief. Forceful. If the door doesn't want to open, faith will open the door. Forceful. Remember in the scripture when David had a desire, oh, I wish I could drink from the well. Those mighty warriors, they represent a faith. They fought their way through, got him more, and fought their way back. Just as desire. That's what your faith does. Whatsoever you desire, just speak the word, it's done. Your own faith will do that for you. The evidence. Faith doesn't bluff. He means what he says. Your faith. You already have the thing. As you're sitting here this morning, you have it. But you got to release him. Let him go to working for you. You are the son and daughter. All you got to do is speak the word and release your faith. And he'll get it done for you. That's what God has given you. Faith. When God said, let there be light, God's faith went to work. The prophet said, billions of years back, there was nothing. When that logos said, let there be light, he said, there was nothing. He said, and an autumn started turning. Where did the autumn come from? Because there was nothing that existed. God's word, hallelujah, materialized into the atom to produce the light. Because God spoke that word and believed his word. So when God said, let there be light, God's faith went to work. faith. You have the same faith this morning. The power of your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That word assertion is also the action of starting something or exercising authority confidently and forcefully. See, faith doesn't depend on the situation. Faith creates the situation. If you have a headache, for example, you can go to the pharmacy and buy a drug. You can buy Tylenol or whatever to get the headache away. Or you can believe. Now, faith is not going to go looking for Tylenol for you. Faith is going to bring the headache without the Tylenol. Faith will create the Tylenol. That's faith, your faith. We need to recognize what we have. Everything we have need us, God has already given it to us. But we need to recognize what we have and start using what we have. Faith. This faith that we have has power. Don't take him for granted. Don't take for granted your faith. Thank you, brother. Don't take for granted your faith. Faith has power. Hallelujah. Your faith. We're speaking of your faith. We're not talking about Abraham's faith. We're not talking about Moses' faith. We're not talking about Brother Branham's faith. We're talking about your faith. God put these things in the scriptures for us to see how these guys use their faith. So we can learn from that and start using ours. You already have the thing. Use it to your benefit. If you have money and you need to buy a car, you're not going to sit there and wait on Brother Elijah to buy a car for you. You already have the money. What are you waiting for? You want a car? Just go get it. You see it? You have faith. If you need healing, just let your faith do the thing for you. Whatever your need is, you already have the answer. You don't have to depend on your brother or sister. You already have the tools. That thing has power. Use it. The power of your faith. You are not just the son of God just for the namesake son of God. God has given you substance. A super sense. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That word assertion, the Cambridge Dictionary said, means a statement that you strongly believe is true. Now that word strongly means firmly. Now to believe something firmly means you are convinced of it. And you will hold that. Strongly means firmly. Something that is unmovable. You are convinced. You have confidence in your faith. Paul said, I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. Oh, let me keep going. Amen. If I could stop the clock, I would. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Convince of it. That word convince, I looked up the word convince. That word convince means to believe firmly in the truth of something. The synonyms are persuade and satisfy. So you are persuaded, you are convinced. You're not just hoping, you're convinced. You're completely convinced. You've given over to it. You're completely convinced that whatever God says will happen. The Bible says Abraham believed against hope. He was completely convinced that he would be a father. It didn't matter what anybody said. It didn't matter the situation of his body or Sarah's body. Because God says so, he was convinced. Paul said, hallelujah, in Romans 8, 38, 39, He said, I am persuaded, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor light, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul was convinced. He was persuaded. He was fully convinced. He was actually won over. That's what faith does. That's the kind of confidence we need to have in this tool we have.
Amen.
We see in the scripture, Enoch, his faith translated him. Look at Noah. Noah built an ark by faith, just because God told him it was going to rain. It's never rained. But faith made a thing real to him. He was convinced that it was going to rain, even though it didn't make sense to the world. That time, they shot their instruments in the air. There was no signs, there's no clouds, no moisture, nothing. But faith let Noah know that it will rain. Because supreme authority said it will happen. And he knew who supreme authority was. He's the creator. He didn't need to see proof. Scientific proof. Because God said so. Faith rests on God's word. So he moved with fear. His faith caused him to do that. The power of your faith. Faith. Moses' mother and father, after Pharaoh gave his decree by killing the boys, their faith made them to disregard. Imagine disregarding the Pharaoh's order. That's a terrible thing. It's a scary thing. But faith caused them to disregard Pharaoh. Because Moses was a peculiar child. Faith can make you to do things that you yourself can't believe. Your faith. Faith. The power of your faith. We need to change our focus. We need to recognize what we have. Christianity is reality.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said we're living below our privileges because we have the thing and we're not using it. So we're just dragging along.
Yes.
Brother, God has called us to a super life.
Hallelujah.
And he's given us what it takes to be supermen and women.
Amen.
But we need to recognize what we have, how much power this thing has, this tool. Oh, my. The children of Israel was in the wilderness 40 years. 40 years. No doctors, no hospitals, nothing. Not even the clothing they were wearing wore off. What did it? Faith. We have the thing. This is the bride's coming of Christ. We have what it takes to be bride. It's God that done it. He elected you, and he's given you what you need in this life for your journey. But it's time that we need to start tapping into this thing and using it. If you have $1 billion in the bank, and you don't know how to write a check, or you don't know the money is there, it'll never do anything for you. People can tell you about it, but if you don't know and you don't know how to access the thing, then it's not going to do anything for you. You may talk about it, brag about it, but the purpose of the money is being there is to affect your life. Talking about it is wonderful. Rejoicing is wonderful, but we need to actually get a hold of the thing to affect our lives. God has given you faith to change your life. This faith you have has power. Every individual saying it has that. Thing is reality. What did Brother Branham say? He said, it's your faith. It's not my, it's not me, it's your faith. You remember when the people, sometimes the people in the prayer line, let's see how faith works. Sometimes people in a prayer line, the prayer service is going on. Somebody's in a seat, doesn't even have a prayer card. Their faith will pull a pillar of fire from the platform to the seat. Faith. It's your faith. When the prophet stands there, it's the people of faith that calls that pillar of fire down. Your faith. Your faith has power. It's time we start looking at these things, considering faith. Faith is not just a word. It's a tool that you have. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In a message, hallelujah. Faith is a substance. Brother Branham said this. He said, now many people come through the line and they say, oh, I have faith to be healed. He said, and friends, when they pass by, I know they haven't enough faith to cure a toothache. That's right. And some of them coming through with cancer and say, I have faith to be healed. They do not have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, it's a substance. It's something direct, something that you really have. Not something that you imagine. Something that you think you have, but it's something direct, positive act that you have. Amen. He said, there are three things, hope, charity, and faith. Is that right? He said, now hope is one element, faith is another element, and charity is another element. He says, charity is love. I've seen many people come by, lovely people, real Christians, but didn't have enough faith to be healed. And some sinner passed by, listen. He said, real Christian, but didn't have enough faith to be healed. And some sinner passed by and has the faith to be healed. See, it's another element altogether. It's not how well you serve God. It's an element that you possess yourself. God don't play. You are a Christian, it's fine. You see, God operates by faith. Faith moves God. Faith is the language that God operates. If you want God to move on your behalf, faith. Oh, Brother Kirk, can you come here, please? Hallelujah. I want to demonstrate something. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This thing came to me. I want to demonstrate it. Okay. This is Brother Kirk. This is his blessing. This is Brother Kirk's faith. Let's say, for example, healing. Brother Cox asks God, he wants to be healed. The healing is already there. See? Now he prayed. There comes the healing. But this thing is stopping his faith. His faith. The healing is there. He's there. But something is in the middle that's stopping the healing. So as the healing is coming, this thing is blocking it. That's his faith. But he's got to believe in a place to line up his healing so this thing can get out of the way and then he'll get the healing. So a lot of times, the things that we have need of is already there, it's starting to come, but our faith is stopping the thing. But we have to know how to activate the faith so you can get the thing. Thank you, brother. See, if we look at the water cooler there, the water fountain, it has a lever on it. If you want a cup of water, the whole thing is full. You can get as many cups as you want. But the lever is controlling the water. Now the lever is your faith. You see? So you need to know how to operate that lever to get the water. The water is, you can get, you need a cup. You got a whole gallon there. Now you can get as many cups as you want. But if you know how to operate that lever, then you'll get the water because the only thing that's stopping that water from filling the cup is that level. That's your faith. The blessing is already there. All your healing, all the blessing was appropriated in Calvary. You already healed. You already blessed. You already have everything. The only thing that's stopping that thing is your own faith. So we need to know, you need to learn how to operate your faith. When you pull that lever down, the water starts flowing. The water will not stop until you pull the lever up. So the blessings is all around you. Everything, just think about it. It's simple, but it's serious. Everything you have need of God, just think about it. Everything. It's God's will that you should prosper. You should be well. You should have everything. But it's a protocol. It's a process. Brother Bram talked about working according to the laws of electricity. He said there's enough electricity to light up this field without even them lights. He said, but you have to work according to the laws. You can scream in the field till you holler no more, till you lose your voice. It'll never, nothing will happen. But if you work according to the laws of electricity, then you will get light. God will work as we follow his laws and instructions. If I need more light, I can say light come all I want. It'll never happen. But if Brother Tom goes and flick that switch, there comes the light. The light is already there. But the switch is the faith. Control, you see what I'm saying? You have the faith, but you need to know how to operate that faith. We are blessed people. We are healed people that Satan's trying to make sick. We are blessed people that Satan's trying to make us paupers. But God has given us everything we need in faith. Your faith. Your faith has power. The power of your faith. Abraham wasn't better than you. Brother Abraham wasn't better than you and me. You see? We are all sons and daughters of God. But they knew how to operate the faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody follow where I'm going. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read another quote. In the message, the children of Israel, the prophet said, now notice, he said, God only heals not to show his power. God is not a bragger. He only heals those not on the merits of your Christianity. He doesn't heal you because you're a Christian. He doesn't. He said, but when he does heal you, he wants you to be a Christian from that time on. He said, if you're a sinner and know nothing about God and never have been a Christian, if you will promise him that you will be a Christian and will come and you will have faith enough for it to be done, it will be done right then. If you need anything and you have faith for that thing to be done, it'll be done right then. It depends on your faith. The woman with an issue of blood. 12 long years she had that issue. She probably wanted the doctor to spend all her money, no cure. But she had to come to the place to recognize the faith that she had. She had the healing all along. But she didn't recognize what she had. But when she got to the place to recognize Christ, the Bible says the fullness of the Godhead dwelt. This is God walking in human skin. Her healing was laying there. When she let loose her faith, she recognized this one had what she needed. She said, if I can only touch the hem. You see where her faith went? Her faith didn't go to where Jesus must lay hands on her. Her faith says if she can touch, it's based on your faith. If she can touch the hem of his garment, she will be made well. So she beeline for his garment. When she touched the hem of his garment, her faith pulled virtues out of Jesus. Her faith did it. Jesus never laid hands on her. It was her own faith. Power. Jesus stopped and said, woman, your faith has saved you. Your faith. He didn't say, I saved you. He said, your faith. The power of your faith. The centurion. When his servant, not even his son, his servant was sick. But he must have had enough love for the servant. This servant must have been exceptional to win his boss's heart. He sent for Jesus to come and heal the servant. But his faith in Christ was so much. He said, you know, is it faith? Faith is something. His faith says, you don't even need to come to my house. I'm not worthy. I'm a Gentile. Gentiles were dogs. See, God honors faith. God didn't say, oh, you're not a Jew, you're not an Israelite, so forget you. God will honor faith wherever he sees it. God operates in faith. God's civilization is a faith civilization. He said, just speak the word. His faith, that centurion's faith, stopped the Lord Jesus from going to his house. He believed that Jesus had authority over everything, supreme authority. So you don't need to bother. Yeah, he gave example. He said, I'm on authority and I have servants. When I say here, go, they do it. And he knows how he had new protocol. So he knew there's a supreme authority. Just speak the word. And whatever demons is troubling my servant will leave because they're subject unto supreme authority. He understood faith. You see, even though he was a Gentile, he wasn't a Jew. He was an unbeliever. But he understood faith, the principle how it works. See? So when Jesus spoke the word, it was done. What did Jesus testify? This is God in flesh. Testify and say, I've never seen such a faith in Israel like this one. God honors, God loves faith. God honors faith. Imagine how God feels when he sees his children operating the tools he gave them. Imagine how it makes God feel. The angels are waiting to move, but they're waiting on you. Everyone has an angel. Everyone's sitting here. The angel of the Lord is right here, but they're waiting on you. The power of your faith. Don't overlook yourself, saints. You're not trying to be a Christian. You are a Christian because God ordained you to be one. That's why you are. If God never ordained you to be a Christian, you will never be a Christian. Doesn't matter what you say, what you think, what you do. It's election. The faith that you have, God has given it to you. But you need to learn how to operate this thing. The power of your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of your faith. I want to read. Let's go to 2 Kings. Can you turn with me? 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's look at the light of the life of the Shunammite woman. If someone could read this for me, verse 8 to 26, and then I'll pick it up from there. 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 8 to 26. If anyone has it, you can read it for me, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I need a participant. Someone can read 2 Kings. Brother Tom, do you have it? Yeah. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 26. Speaking about the Shunammite woman and the prophet Elisha. Amen. Yes, sir.
Turn.
Amen. Stop right there, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though the child was dead, but her faith declared it is well. Her faith. Now, I'll continue and then read in the message, Elijah, what Brother Branham said. He demonstrated this. So let me just read what he said. He said, the baby, a corpse. But all's well. What was it? Everything was under the consideration then. She had the situation curbed. Her heart's desire, what was telling her in her heart, was to get to that prophet. Amen. And there she was right in the presence of the prophet. So if God had took her baby, that was his will. Everything would be all right. All is well. All is well with my husband. All is well with me. All is well with the baby. She ran right up to Elisha and fell down at his feet. Perhaps began to kiss his hand or something. Gehazi thought, that's not right for her to act around my master like that. So he jerked her up and threw her away from him. Here, you can't do that. You can't come up to my master like that. Elisha said, let her alone, for there's sorrow in her heart. And God's kept it a secret from me. I don't know what's the matter with her, but there's sorrow in her heart. Then she raised up and she began to reveal to him what had happened, saying that her baby had died, and said, I've got him laying in your room. The neighbors are all around. They are fixing to embalm his body. And I've come to you now. Watch. The prophet said, Elisha said, take this staff, Gehazi, and go forward, and if anybody speaks to you, don't even speak to them. Take this straight to the baby and lay it on the baby. Hallelujah. He said, if somebody speaks to you, don't speak back. The prophet said, notice now, Elisha, why did he send that staff? Did you ever stop to think? Because that Elisha knew that the clothes that he wore was blessed. The prophet knew what he had. He knew God lived in his heart. He knew that everything he touched, hallelujah, was blessed. That's the kind of faith the prophet had. He knew that himself, so his faith laid in it.
Everything he touched was blessed. So his faith was laying in there. He knew who he was. Whatever he said had to be.
His faith. This was the prophet Elisha's faith, not the woman. The prophet's faith. He knew that whatever he, Elisha, touched is blessed. His faith lay in it. So he gave his staff to the servant. Go lay on the child. Because he knew that whatever he touched, that's his staff. When he, hallelujah. Let's keep going. Amen. Brother Bram say, I think that's where Paul got taken handkerchief and aprons off of his body to the sick and the afflicted. That's where Paul got that from. He said, now that would have worked all right. I want you to notice here. The prophet said, now that would have worked. The prophet's faith would have worked. That would have been fine if the Shunammite woman would have believed that. It wasn't a prophet whose son was dead. It was the woman. So even though the prophet believed that his staff would heal the boy, the woman's faith wasn't in the staff. It was the prophet's faith in the staff. See, God honors your faith. Amen. It was the woman's son, not the prophet. So the prophet believed that his staff would raise the boy, but the woman's faith was not in the staff. So when the servant laid the staff, nothing happened. Amen. Because it was based on her faith. Let me keep reading. The power of your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go here. Let me read this again. Now that would have worked all right. That would have been fine if the Shunammite woman would have believed that. But she didn't know about whether God was in the staff or not. She knew God was in the man. Her faith was in the prophet. So she said, as the Lord liveth and your soul never dies, I'm not going to leave you. Her faith. God was watching her faith, not the prophet. God honors faith. The power of your faith. Do not overlook your faith. Your faith before God is relevant. You don't need to hang on nobody's coattail to make it to heaven. You got the same right as the pastor has. We are all members of the house of the firstborn. Your faith comes from God to you. It's God's gift to you. It's relevant. Your faith is as powerful as the pastor's faith. Your faith is as powerful as Brother Branham's faith. It wasn't a prophet's faith. It was the woman's faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, so she said, as the Lord liveth and your soul never dies, I'm not going to leave you. I'm on your hands now. I'm going to stay right here till I find out. You know, I like that. That determination. Stay with it. When you ask God something, stay there. It's you and God. Don't let no one come between. Don't let no brother, no pastor, no sister. Nobody comes between. It's between you and God. When you ask your father something, it's got nothing to do with nobody else. It's your faith. You don't need the pastor's faith. It's your faith. God will work according to your faith. The power of your faith. We walk as individual. You are an individual Christian. You are an individual son and daughter of God. God elected you individually. God have no grandchildren. He's got sons and daughters. And every son and daughter has equal right. God is a God of protocol. That's why you have to have confidence in your faith. You need to recognize who you are. Forget your brother, sister. It's you and God. You are the son. See it? The power of your faith. Amen. He said,
He said, that's what the trouble with the people today. They read where God's a healer, and they look around and say, well, Mrs. Jones didn't get it. Maybe Mrs. Jones didn't believe. He said, then you give up. Because Mrs. Jones didn't receive a healing, so now you're basing your faith on Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones got nothing to do with it. He said, brother, stay right with it. Amen. If God says so, God's got to take care of his word. Not your own, God's word. Stay right with it. Said, I'm not going to leave you. Was talking about a woman. And so Elijah gathered up his loins, and here he went without vision, not knowing what to do. God doesn't always show the prophet everything. And away they went. Gehazi beat them. He went ahead, went into the room, and laid a staff upon the baby, waited. No life come. Baby's still dead. He turns around, looks a while. Still the baby was dead. So he picks up the staff and runs back. Nothing happened. Gehazi must have been surprised. What? The prophet said this and nothing is happening. That's how people were in the prayer line. They come to the prayer line. Not everybody that came to the prayer line got healed. Some people come to the prayer line, nothing happened. It's your faith. It was their faith. Hallelujah. He said, meets Elisha. And the Shunammite woman, he ran to meet them coming. And so when he did, he said, I laid a staff upon the baby. And there was no life, no breath. He didn't open his eyes. He's still dead. He said, so see, the woman's faith wasn't in the staff. It was in the prophet. If the woman had believed that the staff would heal the baby, that baby would have been alive. But her faith, the prophet believed the staff would do the work. The woman believed the prophet would do the work. So who did God look at? The woman, because she had the problem. So when he laid the staff, nothing happened. The prophet saying that because the woman's faith wasn't in the staff, it was in the prophet. Your faith. He said, now it depends on where your faith is. If you come for prayer and you pray for and you don't believe that prayer, nothing will happen. Because it's based on your faith. He said, some people said, you got to have hands lay on you. The other said, the Roman said, just speak the word. He was talking about centurion. And my son shall live. And yet the one woman didn't want him to lay hands on her. She touched his garment. And later Jairus, in a few nights ago, in the lesson why he said, come lay your hands on my daughter. It depends on where your faith lays. So Elisha was right when he said lay the staff. Because nothing happened, it didn't mean that he was wrong. But it was Elisha's faith that was in the staff, not the woman. God was looking at the woman's faith because the woman was the one with the request. She had the issue. So God was going to work based on her faith. The woman had her own faith and Elisha had his own faith. But God honors faith where he sees it. See? Comes back to you. The power of your faith. You have the thing. It's time to activate it. God is a God of order. We need to learn protocol. The blessings is all around us, but we need to learn to tap. It don't matter how old you are. Samuel was why 8 years old when God called him. So don't say I'm too small. I gave that testimony of those two boys that's living with my sister, my nephews, my cousins. The pillar fire came to them 3 times. I think my sister said about 20 minutes each. She was in a shower, was taking a shower. They didn't know what it was. They didn't go to church. They started going to church now. She told me the other time they were having family altar and a little boy saw 3 angels. While they were praying, well, he is alone. He's the only one that saw it. So he asked the angel with his eyes closed, but he could see the three angels. The room was lit up. My sister told me the testimony. He asked the angel, "Shall I tell them you're here?" The angel said, "Yeah." So he told them. They couldn't see the angel, but the little boy did. God is no respecter of persons. God will honor faith wherever he sees us. He's a God of protocol. This is my message of Malachi 4. This is God's truth. This is God's order. Oh, let me go on. The time is going. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. He said he knew that God had blessed whatever he touched. You see it? He believed that God blessed it. So he said, "God had blessed this, and if you will lay it on the baby, I believe that God will make it well." This was Elisha's faith. Now, no matter what his faith was, if the woman's faith wasn't the same, let me read it again. Prophet said, now, no matter what his faith, what Elisha's faith was, if the woman's faith wasn't the same, then it won't work. You see what I mean? It takes your faith and your pastor's faith together. You two have got to have the same faith. So if the woman's faith was aligned with the prophet, something would happen. But her faith, the prophet had one faith, she had another. The prophet's faith was focused on the staff. Her faith was focused on the prophet. So the staff couldn't work because God was looking at her faith. But if she had aligned her faith with the prophet, something would have taken place. That's a lesson for us to learn. When you come for prayer or you have someone pray for you, what, your faith's got to be there because God will move based on your faith. Hallelujah. He said, and if you believe the same thing that the man of God has told you, then something's got to happen. So the man of God believed that he wouldn't have to go over there because he believed the staff was going to do it. But he would just send the staff. But the woman said, no, 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 I'm going to stay right with you. I'm going to stay right there till I find out. So away they went. Come into the yard and now look at the crowd. Everybody around are wailing and screaming. Elisha standing there, no vision, didn't know what to do. The prophet is moved by vision. All he could do was look around. There was the father screaming. There was all the neighbors and everybody carrying on. Well, he goes around to his little old chamber and the woman had the baby laying on the bed. So he shut everybody out of the room and pulled the door together by himself. Went over in a corner and knelt down and began to pray. And when he got through praying, he got up, walked up and down the floor, back and forth, and to and fro until the Spirit of God came upon him. When the Spirit of God came upon him, no doubt but what he saw, a vision, goes over, stretches himself on top of the baby, his nose against its nose, no prayer, just the nose against his nose, lips against his lips, eyes against his eyes, hands against his hands, and the baby sneezed 7 times and come to life. You see what the prophet did when he went in the room? He prayed, he created an atmosphere. What was that? That wasn't that preacher. That was Christ in his prophet. That brought the baby back to life. The prophet says, hallelujah. He said her attitude towards Elisha brought her victory. Her attitude. See, when she came to the prophet, she came with faith. She said, all is well. She knows the baby is dead. She said, all is well. So she believed her faith moved her towards the prophet. He said her attitude towards the man of God produced exactly what she got, her victory, because she believed. He said you will never get nothing until truly in your heart that you believe he's the Son of God, died, rose again, ascended on high, and is living with us here, and will do anything that he promised he would do in his Bible. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You will have the need, no matter how much the pastor believes for you. If you don't believe it, God will never move. Your faith has to stand firm. It's your faith that will bring the blessing. The pastor's believing and he's praying for you, but you got to believe in that prayer. It's your faith. Didn't it happen with Brother Pierre here? I remember one communion service when Brother was about to take the communion, Brother Elijah was speaking the word and stuff. And I think after the communion, before he gave the testimony, I think he had back problems or something. And he just believed our brother, like, just simple. And God healed him right there. He was giving. I remember I was in the service that evening, communion service. Brother Pierre, our own Brother Pierre is right there. His faith is simple. You have the thing. It's like the tap. The water's there. You just pull the lever. That's what he did. His faith pulled a lever and he just got his healing. Simple. Just simple. Just the pastor just talking on the word. And he just believed it. And then I said, God works with faith. It's, the thing is simple. We complicate and magnify things. It's simple. You already have it. You just need to learn how to operate it. Amen. Let me just read one more quote in closing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The power of your faith. The prophet was praying here in the Message Experience, 1947, preached December 7th. He said, shall we bow our heads? He said, now while we pray, our Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, here stands lovely people who are waiting to be well, who are wanting to be well, I have tried humbly to tell them, Father, that your blessing was if they would just believe me, that their faith, Lord, is what makes them whole, their faith to believe it. And now may each one that comes by be touched by the divine power. And I pray now as I feel your angel standing so near, O God, may he bless each one and they be well in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. It's your faith. You already have the thing. You are real believers, saints. Reckon, God is still trying to get us to recognize everything we have need of, we already have it. We just need to recognize it. Your position is your power. You got to recognize your position and step into it. You got to do it. The power of your faith. Just try it. Whatever your need is. Use your own faith. You already have the thing. Don't look somewhere that is you already have it. God is watching you. He already given you the faith. You see, God will move based on your faith. So he's waiting on you to start operating your faith. Take God at his word. In Malachi 3, he said, try me. God is telling you to challenge him. Amen. Try me and see. Sometimes we're scared to try, but God wants us to try him. Don't be afraid. If he says by his stripes you were healed, take him on his word and see what you'll do. Try him. Whatever your need is, take God at his word. It's your faith. Your faith. Your own faith will heal you. The healing is already there. Your healing is already there waiting. Whatever you need is already there. But it takes your faith is like the arms. If you go to the restaurant to eat, they bring the food and serve it. But you got to take the food and eat. Your faith is like your hands. You already have the thing. It's like you have your hands, you're sitting at a table and you don't want to eat. The one who prepared food is not going to feed you. You can just sit there. The food is right there. You got to take your own hands. You got your own. You see what I'm saying? You got your own faith. Your faith is like your hands. You got to take your own faith and take what you want. Faith is like a department store. Everything is in there. I'm just paraphrasing what the prophet is saying. The shelves and everything is here. This is that. Blessings and healings and everything is there. He said if your divine healing, I'm just paraphrasing, is way up there. You can't reach it. You just get the ladder and climb and take it. You're in a department store. Everything in the store belongs to you. Take whatever you want. But you got to go take it. The power of your faith. Musicians, please come. May we stand? Everybody understand?
Yep.
Amen. So we are believers. Amen. We need to change our approach. We need to change our thinking. We need to start looking at things differently. Everything you have need of, you already have it. God's already given it to you. But we need to step in, step up, and start using what we have. We have something to do. We have a part to play. Your faith, you already have faith. Faith comes by the word. God has given you faith. But if you don't use this faith for your own benefit, it's not going to benefit you. See, the prophet was talking about the faith of Elisha and the faith of the woman. God healed that baby because the woman's faith was in the prophet. It was based on the woman's faith, where her faith was. The woman with the issue of blood, her faith was in the garment of Jesus. She didn't go for prayer. She went to touch his garment. That's where her faith led her. See, the garment is her own faith, her faith pulled in virtue. The Shunammite woman's faith was in the prophet, not the staff. The centurion, his faith was in the word. Just speak the word. That woman whose daughter was vexed with a devil, the Gentile, that came after Christ, and Christ says, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. She said, true, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumb. She knew Jesus. He was God. He had what she needed. So she wasn't going to let him go until she got what she wanted. When you need something from God, you got to stick with it. Everything is up to you. It's based on you, based on your faith. You already have the faith. I want to encourage you this morning. Tap into your faith. You already have the faith. Now you're going to have it. It's already there. It's time to tap into these things and start reaping the benefits of what we have. It's no use just talking about it and rejoicing about it. We need to actually tap into the thing and start benefiting from it. That's the purpose for which God gave it. Faith. Faith is the substance. Faith stands firm. Faith says, I'm convinced, I'm persuaded, nothing will move me. Faith will stay right there until you get that result. Faith, the power of your faith. May we bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, O God, for speaking to our hearts. May you help us, O God, to recognize what we have, what you've given us, Lord, and to tap into these things, Lord, so that we can start reaping the benefits and not just talking about it, rejoicing about it, but to actually experience it, Lord. May you help us to recognize faith. The faith that we have has power, Lord. May you help us, Lord. May you help us, oh God. May the Holy Spirit please come and take these words, Lord, and quicken into our hearts. We remember our precious pastor. May you bless him where he's ministering in Maine. Bless the ministry there. Bless us through this week. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. It's ready now. It's already done. Brother Dan.
Lord Jesus, to activate the faith. Praise his name. Let's sing that song again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 182. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be your name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, oh Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Give us that faith, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's have Brother Mark Gibbs come and close the service with a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, what a wonderful sermon you preached through our brother, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord, it spoke to our hearts. We thank you for the many times that you have allowed our faith to move and to be healed through our faith, Lord, that you gave us. And Lord, I just pray that we would exercise those faith muscles, Lord, and that we would reach out to you quicker than we do the medicine, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you would grant these words that were spoken to become real in our life, Lord Jesus. And we will give you all the glory and the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, bless each and every one as they go. Amen.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength when I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome.
He's mighty, awesome. Oh, He is awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. Yes, He is awesome. He's mighty, awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by His stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Yes, He is awesome. He's mighty, awesome. Awesome. Deliverer, deliverer.